Sup y'all, what it do? Come on in, come on through. It's your favorite host, Mama K, the mommy and the mogul. And I'm back, honey. Okay, but y'all knew that. Y'all knew I was coming back. If you're new here, welcome to the crib. Come on in, take your shoes off at the door, and let's get cozy and comfortable. All right, so listen. Today, I want to let y'all know, for those of y'all that have been messaging me about dating advice, or even if you've just been praying for a confirmation in your dating life, or, you know, you've been in a season of healing for a minute. Honey, look, we here together, okay? I've been healing too, so, and it's been a minute. But I want y'all to know that your person has been praying for a man or a woman just like you, baby. Like, your person is healing so that their mindset isn't broken, and believing that, you know, all men are cheaters or all women are cheaters. So just keep your faith up. Sometimes it's so hard to believe in things that we can't see. But I want y'all to know that I believe in love even after a love that tore me to pieces. I believe in love, you know, even though I've seen a lot of people cheat and I've been cheated on. Cheated on to a point that I've been single for almost 5 years and just damn near scared to let anybody really get close to me emotionally. And that's something that I've never even just really spoke on. It traumatized me. So I understand, you know. And today I stand firm in knowing that there's a man out here who wouldn't dare mess up the chance or opportunity with me. Today I stand tall and firm, you know, somewhere out here there's a man who is willing to lay down the red carpet for me as I walk in the door, make me tea in the morning, okay, pray for me and pray with me. Do you hear me? I know that. I don't care what social media talks about. I don't care what they believe or don't believe about our generation, quote unquote. Like, I know that I am a woman of pure love, and I know that I gave this love to people who were pure shit before. Excuse me, I shouldn't have said that, but I did, you know. And I want y'all to know that you holding on to the old hurt will start to show in your new connections. So are you really ready for him, sis? Are you really ready to be a husband for her, to my brothers that are listening on here? What I want y'all to do is make sure that you do the work today. Pray today and every day. Do your shadow work today. A lot of people, including myself, like, you know, we can meet amazing friends or amazing man or, you know, an amazing woman. And sometimes we won't even know, or we won't even give them an opportunity because we're so scared. We have these fears in our hearts. We have so much on our minds, or things that low-key may trigger us underneath the surface. And I want y'all to know real quick, please don't be ashamed about your insecurities, because it's normal. It's a normal feeling. It's normal. Society makes it seem like we have to just have it all together. We have to be 100% confident in ourselves. And I want y'all to know that that is a lot of BS. Like, why is the world making it so that we can't be gentle with ourselves? And yes, I know a lot of alpha males listen to this podcast, but at the same time, you have to be able to be gentle with yourself, because how are you going to attract a woman that's able to be gentle with you and rest in her feminine energy if you have so much inside of you that always got to be manly? Like, I mean, not manly, I don't want to say that word, because we want y'all to be men. We love, you know, we love y'all. But if you don't even, you don't know how to be gentle with yourself, you can't be gentle with, you can't be gentle with the divine feminine. You can't expect her to be able to rest in her safe place if you don't feel like a safe place, right? You know, I want y'all to know that you have to strengthen yourself where you need it. And also know that through your insecurities, you know, figure out what your insecurities are, strengthen them, work on them. Even if it feels like it's not working, I promise you it is. Get your journal, work, write messages to God, write letters to your husband or your wife or yourself. But also, I want y'all to know for real, like, the one, like, you're a person, they're going to have patience. They're going to have grace. They're going to treat you very well. Okay? But you must do the inner healing. They can't get up in there in them spots that nobody can see. Okay? And fix it for you. But I want you to know that they are praying for you too. So wait for them. If you come across somebody that's not up to par, do not be tempted, okay, to lay up with a dude or a woman just because they're there, just because, you know, they're fine, or they marked off this box. No, honey, okay, because she's on the way, he is on the way. Or if you've already met your person and you know who they are, then hello, you've already met them. And they're praying for you too if you're battling insecurities. They are most likely mirroring you, okay? But I want y'all to go listen to All My Life by Casey and JoJo, because that's the song that came up. But what you desire is also desiring you too, okay? That's the main thing I want y'all to know, that what you desire is desiring you so much. So you need to heal and elevate your spirit to knock out all the fakes and to attract your divine masculine or feminine. Your purpose partner is doing their healing, so don't show up to them half-stepping. Start with this message and get to it. And please know that you do not have to be perfect. Your bank account does not have to be six figures. You do not have to have the perfect home, the perfect car, the perfect hair, the perfect body. Your person is going to be able to see you in the spirit. They're going to be able to see the work that you're doing. Your person is going to give you grace. Your person is going to treat you with love and with care and gentleness. Your person is going to love you for you. So don't think that you have to be perfect, but also still be doing the work. Okay? So I want y'all to pull out your journal, because I have a couple of questions, and I want y'all, if you need to rewind this and re-listen to the questions, make sure you do that. Real quick, if you're listening from YouTube, like, share, and subscribe. If you're listening from Apple, Spotify, or Anchor, send this link to 3 people and let them know how grateful you are for them and that they need to tap into this message, okay? So, question number one for your journal. These are shadow work prompts, so do them. Number one, do I resist or do I embrace change? Number two, what am I insecure about? When or how did it start and why? Number three, how did my first heartbreak change me? Number four, and the last question, is there something that you're not being honest with yourself about? Those are the questions for your journal prompt. If you need to order a journal with me, go ahead and tap in with me, because I got you. Remember, the Patreon is open, so look out for that link in the description. If you need a community, if you need one-on-one mentorship, I am here and available. But real quick, I want y'all to know that you are the dream come true for somebody. But first, you need to be the dream come true for yourself. Heal yourself and love on yourself. And the more that you heal and love on yourself, the more that you will attract people that are on their healing journey are putting in the work for themselves, but they're also able to love on you and give you healing love. Don't be afraid, Tintin. Don't be afraid. You got this, and you are deserving, and you are protected. That being said, I will see y'all later, and I thank you so much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day, afternoon, evening, whenever you listen to this, okay? I love y'all. See you later.